This was not FDR's vision, for he had none. He was the product of an age where collectivism, patriotic exhortations, and a pragmatic rejection of over-reliance on principle simply seemed to be the way of the future. He imbibed these attitudes and ideas from his experience during the Progressive Era, and from his advisors who did likewise. If Wilson was an intentional totalitarian, Roosevelt became one by default, largely because he didn't have any better ideas. Progressive from the beginning. Born in 1882, a year before Mussolini, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was hardly raised to be a great man. Indeed, he wasn't raised to be much of anything. A sweet and gentle boy, he was sheltered from anything like what we would today call a normal childhood. Almost smothered with attention from his parents, James Roosevelt and the former Sarah Delano, he was expected to emulate their lifestyle as aristocrats. Young FDR had few friends his own age. An only child, he was educated mostly by Swiss tutors at home. Recall that Wilson, too, had been homeschooled. In 1891, while his parents visited a spa in Bismarck, Germany, young Franklin, Franz, to his classmates, attended a local folk school, where he studied map reading and military topography. He claimed to remember the experience fondly, particularly his study of German military maps. Roosevelt's youth laid the foundations of his adult personality. When Franklin was only 8, his father suffered the first of several heart attacks. Franklin responded by resolving to conceal his sorrow and anxiety from his father. This is apparently where FDR first began the practice of masking his real feelings behind a permanently cheery demeanor. For the rest of his life, and particularly when he was president, his friends and enemies alike would complain that they could never trust that Roosevelt was telling them what he really thought. This was a polite way of saying that they thought they could never be sure whether Roosevelt was lying to their face. "When I talk to him, he says, 'Fine, fine, fine,' Huey Long lamented. But Joe Robinson, a political enemy of Long's, goes to see him the next day, and again he says, 'Fine, fine, fine.' Maybe he says fine to everybody." FDR left his parental cocoon in 1896 to attend Groton. The transition was difficult. Raised speaking German with his German-speaking governess, and French with his French-language tutors, and to speak English haughtily in all other circumstances, Roosevelt grated on the other students. Eventually, though, his determination to fit in, almost an obsession with conformity, paid off, and he rose in social status. He was not a particularly gifted student. His highest scores were in punctuality and neatness. Indeed, the consensus is that FDR verged on being an intellectual lightweight. He rarely read books, and those he did read were far from weighty.